As many of you know, the children have been working so hard on this pageant over the course of the last month in really strange circumstances. As with everything right now, we are so grateful to be able to do this and to do this live in this moment. And we ask your grace as we find our way through, as they have done such a nice job. I want to say in this moment, thank you. Thank you to all of the adult volunteers, to all of the teen volunteers, and especially to Miss Holly, who has worked so hard to help pull this together. And now, without further ado, I turn it over to our children, who will tell the story of the birth of Christ.
Long before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah, an Old Testament prophet, foretold the coming of the Messiah.
Jesse's family is like a tree that has been cut down. A new little tree will grow from its stump. From its roots, a branch will grow and produce fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on that branch. He will help to be wise and understanding. He will help him know the Lord and have respect for him. The branch will take delight in respecting the Lord.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He was sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king like his father David long ago. His kingdom will never end."
"I serve the Lord. May it happen to me just as you said it would. My soul gives glory to the Lord. My spirit delights in God my Savior, for he has taken note of me, even though I am not important. From now on, all people will call me blessed."
"The Holy Spirit will come to you. The power of the Most High God will cover you. So the Holy One that is born will be called the Son of God. Nothing is impossible with God."
A decree is sent out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all people of earth. This law requires that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. All people must go to their towns to be listed.
So Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby.
We are weary travelers, and we are looking for a place to spend the night. Do you have room?
I'm sorry, I don't. Maybe there's some room for you in the stable. Come on, let's go see.
While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for their child to be born. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in strips of cloth. She laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
But doesn't she come for me?
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep.
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. The Lord."
Yeah. Suddenly, there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men."
Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.
So the shepherds hurried and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known to abroad the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews?
Huh? We observed his star at its rising.
We have come to pay him homage.
Now, in the time of King Herod, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, so they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was.
Thank you.
the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down to pay him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, and the government shall rest upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Wonderfully done. You can be seated in your pews over here. If you would say, we're going to try over here into the choir loft. What a gift it is. I want to say thank you one more time to all of our helpers, both the youth and the adults, and especially to Miss Holly for all of their hard work in making this happen. I know that there are some other children out there today who weren't a part of the pageant, and I know that there are those who wish they could be here. One of those who wishes they could be here right now, of course, is Miss Paula. Some of you know that Miss Paula had COVID earlier, and she has not yet reached her 10 days of quarantine. And so, for the first pageant in years and years and years, Paula wasn't able to be here, but she did not want to miss it completely. And so, for the kids here, for those kids out there, I'd invite you to take a look at your monitors because Miss Paula has put together a special children's time just for you from home in this moment. And so turn to the monitors now.
Man. Ah, brother. Look at it around here. No Christmas tree. No nothing. No Christmas train.
Everybody's hey, Jimmy. Just... Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my friends.
You sound a little sad.
Yeah, well, it's just not Christmas. So look around, man. Everybody's sick. Everybody's...
God bless you, Jimmy. Let me take a moment and say hi to our friends. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dugan House. As you see, it does not look like Christmas around here. We have COVID, and we are doing what we're supposed to do to keep everyone safe. We're quarantining here, and, you know, that's just kind of what we have to do. As Jimmy says, his expectations are not being met this Christmas. Made me think a little bit about that pageant you just finished. I'm sure it went great. Let's talk about the different characters. First, there is Mary. Mary is visited by an angel at night, and the angel tells her that she is expecting a child. Talk about being unexpecting, expecting a child.
Yeah, I'd say.
Whoa! I bet that was a little scary. And then the shepherds. They were just doing their job out in the field, watching their sheep, when all of a sudden, a great big group of angels came down and told them about this miracle that was going to occur. They were terrified. And oh my gosh, they had to go right away to go see this baby that was being born. And then there comes the wise men, or in this case, the wise women. And they were told to follow a star to the birth of the King of the Jews. Jimmy, where do you think a king would be born?
A king in a very warm bubble bath.
Maybe not a bubble bath, but at least a palace. And you know what they found when they got there? A baby in a barn.
Ugh.
I know, with cows and all kinds of, I know. Talk about expectations not being met. You know, this Christmas and last Christmas was quite different for us here at Asbury. But you know, I don't think Christmas really is one particular day. It is not December 25th. Christmas lives in us every day. We must share that joy, that love that Christmas gave us to everyone every day. Do you agree with me, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, everyone, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.